and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. My guest today is not going to make it, and I apologize to all those who tuned in just to hear the mind-blowing stuff we were going to talk about, but I'll give you a little taste of it, and the guest will be on hopefully next week. And it's going to be kind of an open line tonight, so any questions that you guys have are fine. What I'm looking for tonight, though, as far as what I was interested in talking about, is kind of the whole mind control thing, the MKUltra, the HARP, you know, all of these things, and the effect that it has upon us at many levels. And I'll relate to you a few things that happened with me this last week, too. And if you've been wondering if the planet is going crazy, you're not alone. I've said this before, but it's been a really difficult couple of weeks because we've had a huge couple of waves of the higher energy that a lot of people here call the Christ energy. But just huge, huge waves. And for the people that have not done their homework, they got hit pretty bad. And basically the waves are there to burn out any kind of old stuff, things that need to be cleared, you know, that kind of stuff, flotsam and jetsam that's within our chakras. So what I have noticed is quite a few people that I know have gone completely off the edge and gone over the deep end, as they say, and, you know, to the point where you kind of sit back and go, whoa, what the heck is wrong with them? And so I've watched that happen a few times in the last, actually, 2 weeks. One of the things, though, that I noticed in my own personal life is that I had, you know, quite a few little government things happening this week. And I have a friend who is very able to pick up government agents and you know, etheric machines and all kinds of things. And this friend is able to spot these things instantly. And so I enlisted the help of this friend and said, you know, tell me if I'm crazy, but is there stuff going on over here? And he kind of came around, looked at things and said, yeah, as a matter of fact, you're being surveilled. I said, oh, isn't that interesting? Well, I hope they're having fun. I'm just kind of sitting here doing the doctor's thing. And it's just kind of funny to think, you know, that could happen to anybody at any time, but it does. And that's why I wanted this particular guest to be on and really can't reveal her name or anything. But anyway, so that was one little thing. And I had a little thing where I got up in the morning and drove down the street and looked at this one guy and said, oh, that's an agent. Don't know how I know that, but I knew it. Drove around the corner, down the street a little ways. Oh, there's another one. And at that point, I'm thinking to myself, am I going crazy? Or is this really happening? And I got into my office, and about 10 minutes later, a black helicopter tried to sit down on my roof. So I thought, okay, that's kind of interesting. At that point, I didn't know that it was a black helicopter. I knew it was a helicopter. And then I talked to someone that was across the street who said, my God, did you see that helicopter trying to sit down on the building? I said, yeah, was it black? And she said, yeah, how did you know that? So those of you that are aware of these things right now are probably cracking up or going, oh, no. You know, can the oh no's. You know, you don't have to worry about that. I'm not worried about these kinds of things. Then the next thing that happened is a couple of days later, somebody tried to break in at the office. So, you know, putting 2 + 2 together and coming up with 38, you know, you kind of wonder, you know, why is this heating up all of a sudden, and are all these coincidences? And I mention this because as I was talking to the person who was supposed to be on tonight, and the reason I wanted her on is because she knows about a lot of these government programs that are ongoing, and it started many, many years ago, many of them back before the 50s. I think she said some of them started in the 30s. So you'll have to tune in next week for that. But one of the things she mentioned is that they have such mind control at this point that they don't have to implant anybody. That's a thing of the past. They can read your brain waves, and probably many of you know this. And by reading your brain waves, they know exactly what it is that you're thinking about before you even get it to your mouth. And they can actually make you say whatever they want. And she said, there's no escape from this. Now, I tend to disagree with that. And, you know, maybe it's a program. I don't know. At this point, if that's really true, how many of us really know anything about who we are or what our lives are? Just a question. Don't get depressed. But for me, you know, I had a conversation with her, and I said, you know, I think that the key is in knowing yourself. Because if you really know yourself, if you've done your homework, and you know what is me and what is not me, that's the key. Because then if you hear a voice, and they can do this now, apparently, with a harp and, you know, other means, they can actually beam something to you that your brain will interpret as being in your voice or in the voice of whatever guidance you've been listening to. So if that's the case, the only recourse that you have is to know yourself, and not to know yourself as a voice, but to know. And that's that inner knowing that's coming from your heart that says, this is me, this is not me, this is right, this is not right. So if you haven't done that kind of homework, you might want to start doing that. It can get really serious. And like I said, I've seen an awful lot of people go crazy lately. And it's been happening over the last 5 to 10 years, but it's happening in much greater frequency right now. And it's happening to so many people. All you have to do is look at the news and see that people are going crazy. There's also some other things with people that I know. And remember, I live in woo-woo land, so a lot of people pass through here. And I get to talk to some pretty interesting ones. But I also know people who have been attacked, shall we say, in physical manners. I know a couple that were attacked, and they knew that the young man behind the wheel had no idea what he was doing until he got within the range of a device that they use that actually stops the mind control. And it's about a 10-foot radius out beyond their car. He woke up, and they said they saw the change come over his eyes, not that he was asleep, you know, physically, but they saw that he came back into his eyes just before he hit them, and he did everything he could to avoid them. They would have been squashed and killed. As it was, they had a bad accident, but pretty much, you know, were able to walk away from it. So if that kind of stuff is going on, how easy is it going to be for whoever's controlling all of this to create any kind of a world that they want? And the reason I'm mentioning this is because I think it's really, really important for people to move into the reality of who they are. And as I said, I don't get scared by this kind of stuff because I've known about this stuff for a long time. But I sat here and I watched as people let all of these freedoms be taken away. I sat here and watched as people said nothing. And I'd go and say something and people would say, you're crazy. And I'd go, okay, well, you know, seems to me like we all have to take a stand here. And so what I'm asking for you listeners to do is to start taking a stand. Now, I'm not talking about taking a foolhardy suicidal stand. Nobody wants that, least of all me. But what I would like you to do is start considering what you are able to do in your life, what you're willing to stand for or stand against. How many more of your freedoms are you going to allow to be taken away? And again, this is an individual thing. You know, my own epiphany came in this last 2 weeks when I had someone attacking me for no good reason and being crazy and screaming at me. And I went, whoa, what in the heck is wrong with this person? And I had to back up and go, first of all, this makes no sense because none of what this person is saying is true. Secondly, this is not anything that's going to help this person either. So it doubly makes no sense. And thirdly, what I heard was hysteria. And I kind of sat back and went, ooh. Then I heard this happening with a lot of other people. My stand on this is no more Mrs. Nice Guy. I have decided that I've had enough. I've had enough from anybody who's been interfering with my life. Now, how many of you out there are in that state? How many of you have been stomped on so many times? And, you know, that's not healthy. It's not healthy just to roll over and to let people do whatever. And I think the reason this is all happening is because it's time. It's time for us now to stand up in our full essence. It's time for us now to say no more. It's time for us now to take responsibility for our lives. And, you know, we could get into a whole political discussion. You know, there's so many people that are just rabid against Bush. I say he's doing a great job. Now, before you all scream and turn off the computer, let me explain. How else are you going to wake people up enough and get them mad enough to change the world? Just think about that for a minute. You have to do something that ticks people off to the point where they say no more. And so whether he means to or not, he's actually moving people more towards God. And it's the same thing that that Satan or the devil does, you know, same thing. Make you really uncomfortable until the only avenue left is to go to Source, to go to the Creator. And the only avenue left is to step into your power. And if you think that you don't have any power, you're wrong. You have a huge amount of power. You have the power of creation at your fingertips, or maybe at the tip of your mind. So it's very important to start moving into who you really are. And you know, when I end the show, I always say, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. And I mean that. So my question to all of you is, who are you really? You're not a victim. You're not someone that has no power. You are a mighty, powerful being. Now let me digress to another part. I've been talking with several people who do predictions lately. I have several that are saying that the Mayan calendar has been misinterpreted, and this is the year that everything goes crazy. So just to throw another little pebble in the stone there, in the lake, what do you think's really happening with that? You know, and I just laugh when people start telling me this stuff, because to me it doesn't matter. You know, I'm still going to go on and do what I am supposed to do, because that's all I can do. I don't know the rest of the big picture. And the predictors are doing what they know to do, that they can do. And so I've listened to a lot of different people lately from all different walks of life, all predicting, oh, the end of the world is in 2008. Okay, great. Let's get it on. I've been waiting a long time. I don't know about the rest of you, but there are many of us that have lived our whole lives waiting for this change to happen and to see what it's going to be. I mean, it could be something really incredibly horrible that we have to live through, or it could be something really incredibly beautiful that we get to live through. And I think that the choice is ours. So I'm telling you about all these other things just to make you aware and just to get you thinking. What is it that we really want? Do you really want to go through a horrendous time, or would you rather just graduate into a place of beauty and love? And how are we going to get there? What is it going to take? I know for sure it takes every person being their true self. And if you look at what the bad guys are doing, you know, and you can call them black ops in the government, you can call them, you know, shadow government, you can call them the New World Order, whatever you want to call them. You can call them the reptilians, the draconians, you know, the greys, whatever. All that those beings are doing is they're playing the bad guys in the game. Is it a serious game? You bet it is. It's as serious as a heart attack, because we're in it. We chose to play another part. There are a lot of people that chose to play the neutral part. So you're going to react to the game depending on what you chose to play. But if you're on the side for ascension, then what do we have to do? You know, what is it that's going to change in your life, that's going to help to change the world? I mean, I can't wait to find out. It's pretty interesting stuff. So if you guys have any kind of a comment or anything that you'd like, please do call in, and we will talk about all of the earth changes and all of these other things. And by the way, if you listen to Coast AM, Gordon Michael Scallion was on a couple nights ago, I think it was, and he talked about possession. And he said, no, I'm not talking about earth changes tonight. I'm going to talk about possession. Kind of interesting for a guy who's famous for his earth changes talks. And I'm writing an article right now, actually, about possession and, you know, what is this big upsurge that we have all of a sudden in this? You know, what's really going on with it? And I think I've told you I had three depossessions that I had to do a couple weeks ago. People just wandering into my office and me going, oh, no, why do I suddenly have to be the exorcist? And why do I have to deal with this? So, you know, there's a lot of things changing on the planet. The energy's changing. We're changing. So many things are so different. So if you got a comment on it, please do call in. The toll-free line is 877-876-5227. That's the U.S. line. Toll-free is 888-810-8322 for Canada. And direct is 530-876-3222 for international. Also, you can go to the columns on the left side of the BBS index page there, and you will see, let's see, one, two, three, the fourth one down, it says player, show or hide. You can hit show on that, and then go down to the bottom of that, and click on the fast chat. And then you can just type something in and send it, and I'll be able to read it. So if you're too bashful to get on the line, that's fine. Just text it to me there, and I will be happy to answer your questions or include your comments. That should help a few of you that are a little bit shy about speaking about something, or if you're concerned about telling something that you know. And, you know, you've probably heard from Dr. Bell also about some of the things that are going on with the government. And it's pretty scary. You know, I've had people tell me, well, the mind control experts can make you believe that you're seeing aliens. I said, okay. You know, what are we really seeing anyway? You know, it's all a hologram. And it's all something that we're imagining. So none of it's real anyhow. So I guess it doesn't really make any difference whether they're grays or reptilians or CIA agents, you know, or whatever. But there are enough people out there that have seen things. And if you've listened to Dr. Bell's show, then you know that not only has he been in places where they have these beings, but lots of people that he knows have. And I know a few people, too, who have been underground and been in the bases and things. So I guess really the title of this show would be more like, what is real? You know, are we caught in a mystical loop? Are we imagining everything? You know, how much of this is really real? And what do we have to do about it? It's kind of like a trip, huh? Maybe I should have some psychedelic music on in the background. It gets a little strange sometimes being here on planet Earth. And I can tell you that I have been one of those who has been in the world of strange for a long time. I've had so many different things that have happened in my life, including having the Greys come after me when I was about 3 and pretty much being abducted every night. Now, the question is, were those really Greys? Were those... Hi. Hello, caller. Who's on the line?
How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Well, I've got a little bit of a cold here, but...
Well, you know, I make a whoop butt tincture that takes care of that stuff.
A what?
A whoop butt tincture. It's actually called magic flu juice.
You know, a little bit ago you were talking about Bush and that he's doing an excellent job.
Uh-huh.
Well, at first people, I'm glad you said don't hang up. Because I was just reading he's at an all-time low for his approval rating, so it's 26% now. Mm-hmm. But if he had not been, I'm going to be kind to him today and say fool. Mm-hmm. That he has been these years and all of the crooked things that have went on politically.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that this is new with him. This has went on since the beginning of politics for eons.
Oh, yeah.
It's always been like this. It's just now that Bush has been the catalyst to awaken people to this. And that's the period of time that we're in right now, is the awakening.
I totally agree. And I
we're all
so
players
many
on the stage right now.
Yeah.
And the grand finale. The curtain is about to rise on the grand finale.
Well, we sure hope so.
I do. I'm not really afraid of... I have to share the same sentiments that you do for years. I've known that if once we reached the millennium of 2000, that a lot of things would start to come to... In other words, would bear fruit. And I'm with you. Let's get it on.
Yeah. You
whatever
know,
it is, universe, bring it on. I'm ready.
Yeah, exactly. We've been waiting for a long
yes.
time.
I mean, if it's hardships, well, okay. We'll deal with it. That's all we've been doing our whole lives, I think, is preparing for this time.
Exactly. And you know what they say, too, and I think that has bearing upon, you know, all the gloom and doom forecasting and all that stuff. They say that it actually is worse to threaten somebody with torture. It scares them more than if you actually do it.
Absolutely.
And so what have they been doing to all of us all of our lives? Oh, watch out for this. Oh, they're going to drop the bomb.
Uh-huh.
Look at all the people in the 50s and 60s who built bomb shelters and went into them and came up months later and found out nothing had changed.
I always use the analogy that they keep us so filled with fear. We're like the deer that runs into the headlights at night.
Mm-hmm.
And we freeze.
Exactly. That's what they want.
That's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate. I see a lot of people play into that.
Yeah, and the difficult thing is waking them up enough so that they start to take charge of their lives.
Yeah.
You know, you can't sit back and let all this kind of stuff happen and then complain about it.
Of course, you know, that's our job, why we're here right now at this time.
Exactly.
It's time to help with that awakening.
Exactly. And you know, every time that I get a chance to do something like this, I hope that people are at least taking one little concept out of this and going, hey, yeah, what about that?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have to start with a little chink in the wall.
Yeah. Well, it feels like it sometimes, but I really do feel that, because, you know, I've had a lot of people label me some really wild names. And all I can do is walk away and just say, you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But please just don't throw it out like throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
Take it in, think about it. If it doesn't fit you, then don't worry about it. If it does and it gets you to thinking, well, then I've done what I needed to do.
Exactly. And you know, like, my question has been, too, like this last week, I'm going, okay, why is a black helicopter trying to sit on my office?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm going, okay, now what did I do that makes them so nervous?
Yeah.
Because I don't do anything illegal. I just sit here and mind my own business. You know?
Yeah.
And I thought, isn't that interesting that all of a sudden they're all riled up? And,
that is interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, I've heard quite a few people say, you know, the dark side has 2 more weeks left and then they're out of here.
Oh, really?
That's what I've heard.
2 weeks is in from right now?
It's actually about a week and a half now. And
oh.
So I've heard this, and I've said, what exactly does that mean?
Yeah.
And everybody has said, well, it means they have to leave the planet, and they have to take their influence away. And I haven't been able to get anybody to tell me exactly where that has come from.
Hmm.
Now, I haven't felt that. I felt more like, you know, we're gearing up for some earth changes here. But, you
well,
know, my...
there was a channeling. I don't know how you feel about channelings, but I've never heard of this individual before, but there's other people who have followed this one website.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I wish I could call it off the top of my head right now, but I went to that and I listened to it, and they said this channeling has never gave this particular message like they did, I guess, yesterday, but it's saying that time is short. We need to prepare right now for things that are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to get really wild and crazy. And the whole gist of the message is that in this insanity that we're, even though we haven't already been going through it for the last 10 years, I'd say, because
mm-hmm.
I agree with you, people are going nuts. They can't handle the higher vibration.
Oh, I know. I'm watching them fall like yes. flies.
Oh, yeah. But he's also saying that there's going to be a lot of things start to happen fast here. And when it does, they said the message is to go within. All of your answers will be found to the higher self and the creator.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps repeating this numerous times in this message that he's channeled.
You know, I was just reading something that Carolyn Evers had sent, and it's about a website where they talk about the channelings from the Hathors.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they suggest there is that there's an electromagnetic frequency that happens with earthquakes.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're suggesting that if you do an octahedron, which is a four-sided pyramid up and a four-sided pyramid down, and put yourself in the middle of that, that actually corresponds to those magnetic frequencies that are generated by an earthquake, and that you'll actually be safe with that. And I thought that was kind of interesting because one of the new protections that have been coming through with a couple people here in Sedona have mm-hmm. been pretty much that, except they're using a four-sided pyramid on the top and a three-sided one on the bottom.
Well, you know, think about this. Those pyramids set over there, and of course, we know the Sphinx dates way back farther than what modern geology wants to tell us. More like 10, 15,000 years ago, because it shows water erosion. But those pyramids have stood for eons
mm-hmm.
through earthquakes and everything else, while
yeah.
many cities were buried right around them.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be something. Why did they build a pyramid in the shape that they did? And we have pyramids on Mars, too.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting, isn't it?
It truly is. One day, I hope soon, that all of these mysteries that the dark side has left just that, mysteries, and have called us all kinds of names if we think outside of their box that they built for us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that all those walls will come down and the truth will be known about our true history, our true origins, who we are, how we relate to the Creator, and that all can share in that bliss.
Yes.
Heaven on earth.
Well, and I was having a discussion with somebody today who's quite aware of the stuff I started talking about,
mm-hmm.
and he said, you know, I just want to be just neutral. And I said, that's fine, because that's where we have to walk.
Right.
You know, we can't be good, we can't be evil, we have to be right in between, because mm-hmm. we are both. And I think the greatest evil on the planet is making people think that they have to do, you know, one complete polarity. It's more like, no, now's the time when you have to integrate all this stuff. And you have to realize that everything that exists is God, or Source, or whatever you want to call it. You know, I always say it doesn't matter what you call it, it only matters that you call it.
There is only one true God.
Yeah, there's only one, and you know, I've had that oneness experience many times.
Religion, organized, has been the problem and creation of all wars thus far
yep.
on this planet to date.
Yep, I have gotten, I've gotten into so many arguments about religion over the years. And
I know.
And telling people, wait a minute, you know, use your logic. This doesn't make any sense.
No.
You know, and I found the interesting thing when I first came to Sedona many, many years ago was that there were people from all walks of life and all different types of religions, all ages, and yet we all ended up here believing the same thing,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, was not in unicorns and crystals. So... I actually had
Thank
somebody.
You for clarifying now.
I actually had a fundamentalist Christian freak out when I was in medical school and say, "Oh, well, you know, you want to stay away from those New Agers. They believe in unicorns." I about fell off the bench laughing.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought, what an ignorant statement to make. You know?
Well, actually, it's not any different than them believing in the rapture.
Well, yeah.
That's
I mean,
pretty
you know,
woo-woo to me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so much stuff out there. Unfortunately, you know, the people have been so misled. So much disinformation, but you know, it's all part of the game.
Yeah.
And you know, when people come into my office and they tell me, you know, I've been getting this feeling of blah blah blah,
uh-huh.
and I go, okay, why don't you go with it? Because it's life affirming, and that's the other thing. You know, I was talking about mind control, and how the government now has the capability to make you think or say whatever it wants, and they just read your brainwaves and do it. So, my question always, if I'm wondering about something like that is, first of all, do I have to make a foil hat? No, I'm just kidding.
You know, it's in foil hat.
No, the first thing is always, is it life-affirming? If it's life-affirming, then it's in alignment with the Source. If it's life-destroying, it's not.
Right.
Unless, of course, somebody's trying to kill you, and then it's perfectly okay to kill them first. You know, if you already know that they're after you. And the Dalai Lama has said that, too.
Yes.
And I think the way he said it was, it's perfectly okay to kill someone that's trying to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, you know, things have to be life-affirming. And if something or someone in your head is telling you to do something that is not life-affirming, then you automatically know that you're being interfered with. And, you know, if you look at what the purpose for interference would be, it's to keep us from going into that oneness, to keep us from being able to access the truth and the reality of who and what we are. And, you know, time is short. I just had somebody tell me this last week about a mutual friend, and he really thinks that the Mayan calendar has been misinterpreted. And he thinks that it's this year that everything happens. And I said, well, guess we ought to just hang on for the ride then.
Well, you know Leilani, right?
No, not personally.
She's actually has done a show there at BBS Radio, and she's going to be, I guess, doing another show and start back with another show. I thought it was supposed to be tonight, but I haven't seen her on the schedule for tonight. So, but she was telling me, I was speaking to her here probably 4 weeks or so ago, and she said that that the 3 days of darkness is actually supposed to come this year.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Said, oh, really? That's what she's getting. Her messages is what she's bringing in.
Wow.
And I don't know.
Does she have any idea of when?
Pardon?
Does she have an idea of when?
Yeah, I think she told me June.
That's really interesting because, you know, I have several friends.
Anything?
Pardon?
Have you heard anything?
Yes.
You have too, huh?
Yeah, well, I've had several friends who are professional psychics here. And one of them's been doing this for, you know, 20 years or so. And she said, you know, she said, the real estate in Sedona is going to go up like crazy. And she said, you know, if you can hang on to your house, you know, I was waiting to sell my house. She said, well, if you can hang on to it till June, she said, you will make a huge amount of money on it because there's going to be a wave coming. And she said, I don't know if it's a wave of water or if it's a land that's moving or what it is. But she said, the entire West Coast is going to go through some huge changes, and then everybody's going to be moving inland.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it's going to start with California. But she said what's going to happen eventually over the next couple of years is that there will be no housing to be had all the way up to Texas.
Well, now you know that Canada's geophysicists have put out a warning for the next 3 weeks saying that that Juan de Fuca plate is ready to go.
Wow.
Yes. And they said that they're hearing these really deep earthquakes all the way down deep in the Earth's crust or mantle. And these are the forerunners of this fault line getting ready to give.
Yeesh.
And they're anticipating a 9.0. I think that would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, fault lines are like zippers.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, the same night that they put this warning out, I think it was last Thursday or Friday, there was another quake off of the coast of Oregon there, 4.3. And these quakes have been running up that zipper line of the Juan de Fuca. And if you remember right, I think it was a year and a half, 2 years ago, that the underwater volcano was erupting out there off of the coast.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that?
I think it was just this last year, wasn't it?
Last year. And they sent a team of government people out there, and then, you know, everything's kind of got hushed up. They just patted it over, told the public what they thought they wanted us to hear. Everything's fine. Go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But they're famous for that. They've had years of practice doing that.
Well, I'll tell you, I felt an earthquake last night. And, you know, I sleep under the pyramid from Fred Bell, and, you know, I've got the gold capstone and the Omni Orb and the crystal and the master crystal, and I've got my projector on my chest. I mean, you know, I've got all the accoutrements.
You're ready.
I'm loaded for bear, you know. But it's because I see all these, you know, funny things and stuff goes, just goes completely strange.
Do you live?
Pardon?
Where do you live?
I live in Sedona.
Oh, that's right. You said today.
Yeah, I live in Woo Woo Land.
And you felt a quake over there, huh?
Yeah, I felt a quake. In fact, it woke me up. I was almost asleep last night, and then the bed started shaking. And I think it was about, you know, probably about 2 a.m. or so, close to between 1 and 2 somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I was laying there, and I was thinking, okay, now I wasn't asleep yet, and I wasn't shaking the bed. There's no animals in here. I'm laying there going, I hate earthquakes. I really do.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in San Francisco, and I've been through a couple doozies. And I'll tell you what, you know, when the earth shakes at about a 5.5 or above, it's pretty damn impressive.
I've been there, out in Seattle, Washington. That's why I don't live there anymore.
I don't blame you.
And I kept having these visions. You know, Mount Rainier has melted down.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a geological event because those are glaciers up there. And for the last 2 months, before I could get out of Seattle, I paced the floor every day. I said, God, don't let this be the day.
Oh, man.
At Mount Rainier Coast. I was having serious visions that absolutely just froze me in my tracks. I know it's coming.
That's interesting because I think it was last year I got woken up, and, you know, it was morning, and as I'm waking up, I hear this very distinct voice saying 7.0 to 8.0 earthquake in something, Washington. I didn't know if it was Seattle or Spokane. I forgot because I was, you know, kind of just coming awake. And I sat up right in bed, and I said, what? And that was it. That's all I got. I got no time. I got nothing else. I got no more clarification.
And well, you know, one Indian tribe out there, what's the prophecy? They say that when grandfather speaks, little, or when daughter speaks, the grandfather will answer. Well, that's Mount St. Helens and Mount Rainier.
Oh, boy.
And I can't think of the name of the Indians, but they've already left. They left from out there in that area over there around Puyallup. And they left about 3 years ago.
Really?
I mean, the whole tribe is packed up and they are gone.
Wow.
And then on George Urey's website, he does a economic website where he talks about things. And also, I'm sure you've heard of the web bots with Cliff.
They're
saying that there are major things going to be happening here. And they will come in waves, and it's going to increase exponentially by fall. And what was the comment he made? He said, if it was only the stock market going belly up, consider yourself lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people will curse their life.
Wow.
That's what they're picking up on the web bot. Somehow he has devised a web program where they can do these runs and actually pick up on the subconscious of the whole planet's people.
Wow.
They can project into the future what things they're picking up on. Very interesting technology. This man's got to be super genius or something, but that's what they're doing. They do the web bot runs periodically.
Well, you know,
and,
it's kind of
interesting.
They're
really picking up on some serious earth changes coming up very shortly here.
Yeah, I've been seeing a couple things on other people's websites where they're talking about how there was a chance that our consciousness could stop these huge earth changes, but now that chance is gone. And, you know, whenever I see something like that, I always wonder, is that the truth or is that more disinformation? Because, you know, here in America, we really don't know what's going on. And so you really have to go into your intuition to really figure out, I mean, even just on the daily news, because it's all...
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's all falsified and everything else. You don't really get to know what's real.
Except Cliff has a track record. When they pick up on these emoticons, they predicted something big surge in the consciousness of the planet right before 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
They were picking up on it. They almost had it to the date for the big tsunami over there in the Indonesia area.
Mm.
I mean, he's on it.
Cool.
These emoticons that they're picking up, however they do these web bot runs, it seems to have its pulse on the future of consciousness based on the words, the most often used words for all of the web email messages, websites, blogs, all that kind of stuff. And they take these words and they put it into the program, and then they can come out with a report showing what's the mass consciousness of what people on the planet are thinking.
Wow, now that would be really interesting to see. And, you know, I was just thinking while you were talking about that, I was thinking about the emails and what I've been, you know, writing in articles and such this week. And, you know, craziness seems to be my craziness and possession are the two things that I have been writing about and talking to people about this week, because it's been rampant.
Yeah.
And I was listening to Coast to Coast, and there've been like three or four people on this week talking about possessions and the need for exorcisms, and then, you know, other people talking about how people are just going crazy. And, you know, all that stuff happens right before there's either a huge bunch of solar flares,
uh-huh.
and then it gets worse, you know, during the solar flares, and or any kind of geomagnetic stress that
happens,
which would be earthquakes.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, people are talking about how animals know, you know, when the earthquake's happening. Maybe we do too, but the way that we evidence it is in a little bit more subtle way. You know, there's more craziness, there's more...
I just had it brainwashed right out of them, that intuitive part. And that's what's going to be so hard for a lot of people with these earth changes coming. And I think that's what the message from this one channel's Ascended Master was, that in order to survive this, you're going to have to go within to get right with your higher self and creation, to know where to be, when to be there, and what to do.
Exactly. You're going to have to be able to follow without question.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not too worried about the people that listen to BBS because, you know, I know the listeners I've talked to over the last year and a half or so, you know, they're pretty much in tune.
They're plugged in.
Yeah, they're plugged in. That's why they're listening to BBS.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dawn and Doug, when they started this whole radio station, I mean, their whole intent was to bring service in a way that's going to connect everybody in the planet, and probably a whole lot of things they never told me, but but you know, just things that they're doing to help the people to wake up, to be connected, and to utilize all of these great gifts that we have.
Right.
And so I've seen that happening with the listeners. I've seen the progression, and more people going, yeah, you know, now we have to do something, and what are we going to do? And people just preparing and sharing all this information, and it's so necessary.
Well, just think, you know, really, Internet has become popular only since 98, 99, where it became affordable and economical for everyone to have in their home, along with computers prices coming down. And so this has been a chance for humanity to get online. And, I mean, never in our history have we been able to type in a few letters on a keypad, and we've got the whole world's access at our fingertips. And you can join in with all the blogs, or you can go on to shows like BBS Radio, which I think is the best on the Internet right now. I tell everybody all the time they need to, you know, stop in every now and then and listen to a program if something might tweak their interest.
Oh, yeah,
they have
definitely
really great guests, really great people that have their shows on there, and a lot of people come. I'm getting really positive feedback from it, too.
Yeah, I have, too. I have people that send me emails and tell me how much they love BBS, and they love all the information that we're all giving. And
you're not going to find it anywhere else.
Yeah, because
not
it's not censored here. Yeah, this is like, this is a truth talk. And, gosh, I mean, it's such a service, and so many links that they have to all of these other things that we can check out. And, you know, I see this community growing so much, and I've also seen in Sedona, I have seen people coming together in community, and so that tells me something's really about to happen. And
oh, really?
It's because we're finding each other.
Yeah.
You know, people are coming together and going, yeah, I really feel like this is the time. You know, we're all now starting to talk about, yeah, let's get a piece of land, you know, and let's get some buildings on there, and let's start gathering stuff. And they're all like, you know, I've had this vision for 30 years, and now I can feel it's time to do it. And I said the same thing.
I was in Nashville, Tennessee, and I sat there in my business, and I said, Lord, can't believe you've taken me all this way not to get me a place out of the city. But I said, if it's your will that I be here and I'm to help people within the inner cities, I said, then so be it. And it wasn't even 2 weeks later that I found a property up in the mountains, everything that I had been asking for from the universe, everything. And the money was provided just out of the blue. A person passed that I had had a policy on for years, and they passed, and the money was there the same day that we had to close on the house.
Wow.
Is that awesome or what?
That's the way it's supposed to work.
Exactly.
You know, I see miracles here.
I'm trying to get a survival situation set up, you know, where people can come. Because I tell you, there's going to be a lot of people that they may have some of their own resources as far as food and things for themselves, but what they're going to need is some spiritual help. Because they're going to, I think the one question they're going to be asking, those that haven't been in the loop, not plugged in like a lot, like us here at BBS, I think their question is going to be, how did this happen right underneath me? How? And they'll look for answers.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think also, you know, with any kind of major changes, whether it's earth changes or whether it's a huge world government change or, you know, whatever it's going to be, people will go into shock. And that shock can actually kill them unless they can throw out an anchor line to someone or something.
Absolutely.
That's going to reel them in and help them stabilize. And I know a lot of us have got techniques now that really will bring somebody right back to a point of stability real quick.
Yeah.
You know, it takes like a few seconds. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because when you have it within yourself, you can give it to other people real easy.
Oh, yeah. You can feed fear or you can bring calmness to the situation.
Exactly, and it's
yeah.
all a matter of frequency, and this is why it's so important to have all the quantum physics stuff going right now,
uh-huh.
because we are frequency and everything that we experience is frequency. And like when the ones like Sai Baba and such, when they manifest something out of the ethers, that's frequency.
Right.
You know, they've learned how to...
They pulled it down.
Yeah, they've learned how to create the perfect frequency to manifest what they need
mm-hmm.
or what they want or, you know, whatever. I mean, they can just desire it and poof, there it is, and it's perfect. And
I agree.
And so healing works the same way. You know, we just used frequency to help people to remember the way that they're supposed to be. And that's why the vibe machine works and the, you know, the rice machines and the multiple wave oscillator. All of those things work on that same principle. All they do is they beam a frequency out your body and remind the cells of what the healthy vibration is. Now, if there's huge earth changes, there will be no machines to do that.
No.
So my thing is always, is, you know, when I talk to these people, I tell them, you know, you need to learn how to broadcast that frequency yourself, to really feel what it feels like so that you can tap into that instantly. And
if
be
you
able
happened
to
catch on Coast to Coast here last week, it might have been a week and a half ago. His last name is Miller, and he's with the Project Horizon Project.
I don't know if I remember the name. I think I listened to something. What was he talking about?
He was talking about Earth changes and how soon they're coming. He pretty much laid it out and said they have lots of scientists and. Geologists and, I mean, just a lot of people that once they saw the facts presented as they were and they sat down with their families, they were selling the houses and out away from the coastal areas,
mm-hmm.
and they've already moved inland. And hopefully enough people of that caliber are going to be left over where we won't have such, where we won't go into a total dark age again, that we can rebuild again fairly quick.
Well, I think what's going to happen is the people who are aware of the connection with the all, those are the people who are going to say, all right, we have a chance now to start over. We have a chance to start from the center of love
mm-hmm.
and to not allow all this other mucky stuff to come out again, you know, and it's going to be interesting to see who's left and who isn't.
Well, I think we're going to have some help from our off-world friends, too.
Well, I would hope so, but I'm
those
not counting on
those little black boxes that run free energy that our government already has but don't
mm-hmm.
want to distribute because, God forbid, all these large corporations couldn't make money off the backs of their slaves still.
Yeah.
And here we are still using an obsolete, antiquated fossil fuel system for our transportation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're pulling this oil out of the earth. That's her blood.
Yep.
And what do you think? What happens if you hooked up a pipeline to a human's blood veins and started pumping all the blood out of them? What happens? They die.
a set
of numerous things start to beginning to break down in the body as you pour more and more of their blood out of that human.
Mm-hmm.
Earth has a frequency too.
Yep.
She is a living, breathing being. And yep. I found it very interesting. Have you watched the movie An Inconvenient Truth of Al Gore's?
You know, I have not seen that yet. I was so busy I didn't get to see it when it was in town.
Yeah, well, I don't believe that humans are causing this global warming at the level that we are. If that were the case, then why is every planet in the outer solar system also going through pole shifts and their atmospheres are heating up too? What our CO2 has already reached other planets out there in the solar system? I don't think so.
No, I've always thought that whole global warming thing was
yeah.
kind of, yeah. And then my late husband used to say, you know, that's all junk science. And he said, if you really know what's going on, you realize it has nothing to do with global warming.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he was in the CIA. He had a lot of inside information.
Oh, yeah.
And he wouldn't tell me about it.
It's big business, you know.
Yeah.
Global warming is big business.
Sure it is.
For a lot of the green projects and stuff.
Well, and the other thing, too, is like, one of the things that kind of got me is, you know, people talking about, oh, well, you know, we have to kill off 2/3 of the planet because there's too many people and like the Earth's crust is going to fall in.
Yeah, it's not sustainable, right.
You know, you just kind of look at them and you go, you know, if you've traveled around the world, you will see that there is plenty of open space.
Yeah.
Plenty.
Yeah.
And you know, so I kind of look at those things and go, where is that really coming from?
Well, I'm sure you've heard of Agenda 21 in the UN, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
That comes from our elite power groups once again.
Mm-hmm.
Selfishness is what creates it.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, I guess listeners, what I'm saying through this program tonight is pay attention, use your discernment, and use your logic.
Mm.
You know, because we hear a lot of things. You know, they spoon feed us crap daily. I mean, I don't even watch TV anymore because it's just useless. You know?
Well, yeah, and they've fed us the crap so long that we begin to think it tastes good now.
Yeah, and that's the problem, you know. And I just have to kind of look around and go, you know, open up your eyes, look at what's really going on.
Did you hear what Rupert? I'm sure I'm not going to pronounce his name right. Murdoch. Rupert.
Mm-hmm.
Murdoch?
Rupert Murdoch. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear what he said to an international pool of press here a couple days ago?
Uh-uh.
He said that all their news media, Fox and all of it, is nothing but propaganda.
Oh, well.
He came right out and admitted it.
Well, he's just saying what we all knew for a long time.
Exactly. But this is where, you know, the elites are at now. They're so bold in our faces, they don't care if we know. They know we know.
Yep.
Because I think the time is short.
Yep.
They're hoping for that one more rabbit to pull out of the hat.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, you know, when I had my little experience this week, I thought, well, whatever I'm doing, it's apparently on the right track because I'm pissing off the shadow government.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, that's good. I don't know what it is, but I'll just keep on doing it.
And, well, you know, speaking of helicopters, I've been noticing a lot more helicopters flying over, and I'm out here in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been noticing a lot of helicopters flying over. Especially like if I get on shows and talk like we are tonight,
mm-hmm.
Tomorrow I guarantee you there'll be two or three of them going over.
Well, if they're black or
what do you suppose they want?
Hmm? I'm sorry, what?
What do you think they want?
Well, you know, we have this big underground base out here, you know, in Sedona and in Cottonwood, and they think nobody knows about it, but there's been plenty of people that have gone hiking and been thrown out of the national forest by military guys all dressed in black and no insignia and all that kind of stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And they've been told, you either leave or you're going to die. You know?
Really?
It's like, you know, this is not up for debate. You're leaving or you're dead. And then they walk them out.
Whoa.
And there's been all kinds of weird stuff happen here. And, you know, I remember talking to one of the guys that passed away here last year, and he was raised here. He said, you know, the UFOs, they used to come and they'd write things on the side of the road. And when the main road here was dirt, he said they just like write things about where to meet them, and anybody who wanted to go to meet them could go to the coordinates and talk
really?
To the guys. I said, oh my God, you know, I had no idea, but really interesting stuff goes on, and we have lots of dimensional doorways here, and you know, it's kind of fun to live here.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you get all these black helicopters running over, and for anybody that's got, like, cloud busters and things like that, you know, getting rid of the chemtrails, you know, they spray us so heavily here. And so there's groups of people that go out there and just point at the chemtrail clouds and just make them disappear. And they're trying to cut off the psychic communication, the internal communication that we all have, and we're all going, oh, hell no.
Uh-huh.
So it's just kind of interesting, you know, and when this happened last week, I went, why the hell are they bothering me, you know? What did I ever do?
Well, you must be doing something right.
I guess so. I don't know what it is, but I wish I knew
Listen,
so I could keep doing
Sedona,
it.
Then are the Hopi Indians around you there? How far are you from Fort
The Hopi
Point?
Indians are a ways away from us. They're very isolated. But, they've got a lot of predictions, but, you know, that'd have to be another show. We're going to have to get off here. But thank you so much for calling in.
All right, dear. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Yeah, that was really great.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And listeners, I hope that you have really enjoyed the show. We have talked about quite a few things that I think are pretty important. And hopefully that's helped you all. So in the meantime, tune in next week, and hopefully our surprise guest will be on that will give you all kinds of inside info about interesting things you might not want to know about that probably should. And until then, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are.